That was just kind of my kind of introduction into what is the Outdoor Rec Initiative and just kind of opportunities, how I think like we in this commission subcommittee group can help just direct some projects, ideas, thoughts to it. And I think as a part, as an example, is like I wanted Sarah to kind of talk about the work they're looking to do with BST from this program. And I think it's just, so important to the Central Wasatch, that the Bonneville Shoreline Trail is completed, it is serviced, stewarded over. And I think without, Trails Utah, CCF, BSD committee, like what work would be getting done on it right now. So it's just really grateful. So Sarah, if you want to take it away,
Sure, sure. So speaking, what we've been trying to re-energize the Bonneville Shoreline Trail Committee, which has existed for almost 30 years now. They have a very simple charter, and they're there to advocate for and do maintenance. They don't do planning or implementation. And that's something that Trails Utah is really interested in doing more of, is helping out with this planning piece. And in our conversations with the BSTC group, which included Brandon Plew, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Brandon's work, but he's a geographer and a professor at BYU. And he and his son spent 3 years doing video segments on different portions of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. So there's 29 separate videos about different sections of the BST. It represents a tremendous amount of work and research. And as a geographer, Brandon, and an advocate, to the power of 10 for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, Brandon has been compiling all this data. And we just started talking that probably the best thing that we can do for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail at this point in time is to gather together as much information as we can on both the existing segments and the segments that have yet to be built that we want to connect. And the idea is to create a toolbox. It would be in the format of a GIS map, and it will have a public-facing side. So anyone with any interest in the BSD and wanting to run a section or hike a section could go in and see what sections are open to mountain biking and how long they are and what are the physical features. And then for someone who is an advocate or an organization that's an advocacy group like Trails Utah, they could go in and say, how do we flesh out, what do we need to connect right here? And so then you could go and look at the segments on either side, who maintains.